USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republicans are announcing they'll be voting on a targeted coronavirus aid package next week. Their new bill is likely to extend a loan program for small businesses and include another round of stimulus checks. There is currently no bipartisan deal, so Democrats are likely to filibuster or block the bill. As far as the $1.8 trillion bill that Democrats rebuffed in the House, Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, says,
I have for over 30 years represented my constituents. I know what their needs are. I listen to them, and their needs are not addressed in the president's proposal.
Pelosi speaking there on CNN. Amy Coney Barrett will field the final round of questions from senators on day three of her confirmation hearing for the Supreme Court. Each senator will have 20 minutes to question Barrett. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A top Army official is back on the job. He's ending his quarantine after meeting with another military official who came down with the coronavirus.
I just like you to know I've been screened and tested multiple times over the last 2 weeks. I was tested this morning and all negative.
Army Chief of Staff James McConville attending an in-person briefing on Tuesday. He said he was cleared to come back to work and has been tested multiple times. After forcing many businesses in his state to close down due to the coronavirus pandemic, New Jersey Democrat Governor Phil Murphy is announcing a $100 million plan to help small businesses recover.
All of this will help us keep our economy moving ahead and our families working, even as we continue our work to not only defeat the virus, but to deliver even more critical aid to our families and our small businesses.
70 of the $100 million will go towards struggling businesses within the food service industry. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, in a moment that went viral during Tuesday's confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett, Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy discusses remarks that were made by Boston University professor Ibram Kendi.
Some butthead professor at Boston University says that because you and your husband have two children of color, that you're a white colonist. The implication is that you're a racist and that you use your two children as props. Do you use your children as props?
Senator Kenny, it was the risk of people saying things like that, which would be so hurtful to my family, that when I told Senator Graham this morning that my husband and I had to really weigh the cost of this, it was saying deeply offensive and hurtful things, things that are not only hurtful to me, but are hurtful to my children, who we love, and who we brought home and made part of our family, and accusations like that are cruel.
Thousands of Californians could be left in the dark starting tonight. Pacific Gas and Electric says at least 50,000 customers in over 20 counties could face proactive turnoffs for safety as high winds raise the risk of wildfires. PG&E saying the outages could last through late Friday night in some areas. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.